good on bathroom? Can we go back up?
So let's go back up to our initial investigative reviews. We are on number one, 2305, regards to Mary K. Klein, DBM. Tracy, if you'll read the... Should we
do something else from there?
Okay, we'll do something else. Do you want to do, Dr. Wright, should we do the informal interview for deliberation and action?
Sure.
Okay, so number three, or section three, number one, 22137, regards to Lorenzo Gonzalez, DBM. Continuance of informal interview of January 18th, 2023, for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order.
All right, thank you. So I make a motion to find the, or to approve the findings of fact and conclusions of law as written.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second.
Roll
call.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Lohe?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay.
And now we can ask about priors, correct?
There are none.
There are no priors. Okay, cool. So we were all here for the discussion and everything. Like I said, I had some other thoughts on things last time, and that's totally cool there. But I want some input on you guys because I want to make sure that what I'm thinking is what everybody else is thinking, of course, which is what the vote would come in. But I'm still, like I said, I still have the concerns with the medical record or the concentration of drugs. Now, is that just a civil penalty one, or is that a CE one, the violation on 32.22.21 for the failure to document concentrations? Can we do a CE for that?
Or? Yeah.
Okay. So I was thinking of doing like an anesthesia CE course, which would include concentration to drugs and all that, but I think that would be good to update and refresh on anesthetic protocols and the proper ways of doing stuff, and I think that would satisfy me and my concerns from last time too. The first one, the failure to complete discharge instructions on a surgical patient and not documenting the medical record, the discharge instructions provided. I think that's more, again, that's going to be a medical records thing, but do we really do a medical records course? Again, I'd like some thoughts on that. Does anybody say yes, no? What are your thoughts on? Because I want to do anesthesia course.
He's never done medical records since he hasn't had the infection.
So would you guys want to do a 3 hours of anesthesia and 3 hours of medical records?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I know this is an area that's a lower income area and he's trying to do a service to the public, so I really want to kind of be fair on the civil punishment or penalty. So I was thinking, honestly, just a $50 one, because I don't think this is anything more than I just want him to re-update anesthesia and all that. So I was going to do a $50 civil penalty, and at 6 hours, that's just 1 year,
yes.
Correct? Right? Or usually, to complete that.
So he's got to pay for the courses, though, right?
There's some free CE courses, but yeah, he'd have to pay for those, too. But again, that's,
so
I'm fine with
charging $50?
What's that?
So we need to charge him $50.
Oh, just not do a civil? I think I'm fine with that, too. Yeah, because like I said, this is not a monetary thing. I just want to make sure we're updating the medicine.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we'll strike the civil penalty. I'll do 3 hours of continuing education in anesthesia and 3 hours of continuing education in medical records, not to be used in conjunction, of course, with renewal hours. And that'll
second
be my motion. Oh, and now a year to do that. I'm sorry.
You have to do that. Did you say not signed? Or no?
Oh, yeah, I've not signed within 30 days or 90 days?
No, this is an order.
Yeah, so never mind.
No. Oh, never mind, okay. Then never mind that part.
Okay, we have motion and a second. Again, we'll do roll call.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Lohe?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay, so Tracy, we were going back up to the initial investigative review, so we're going to go to the top, number one, 2305, Mary K. Klein, DBM. Read the summary for us.
Sure. Case 2305, the complainant is Samuel Rodriguez, the respondent is Mary K. Klein, DBM. Penny, a 10-year-old female Rottweiler, was seen at respondent's premises on a few occasions for an undetermined medical condition. In March 2022, respondent evaluated the dog and recommended diagnostics. Complainant scheduled an appointment for the following week but did not show for the appointment. In April 2022, diagnostics were recommended after evaluation by respondent associate. Complainant declined. Complainant scheduled appointments for the dog on three occasions that he did not appear or call to cancel. He did have technical staff collect a blood sample for testing and later purchase subQ fluids. Complainant expressed concerns with hospital policies and procedures, including unnecessary testing, prepaying for services, and requiring deposits. The respondent is the responsible veterinarian for the premises. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded the board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 4-0.
Okay, we have no complainant. We have Mr. Stoll. Are you?
Which case is this?
2305.
That's not one of my cases.
Sorry, did I accidentally mark that?
Yep, that's okay. Okay, just kidding. Dr. Wright, you are.
Yes, thank you. So after going through and reading all this, looking at everything, this is a financial case. I mean, this is just someone didn't want to pay. They're basically blaming everybody else for their issues. So I'm going to make a motion to dismiss with no violation and say it's one of Mr. Lohede's favorite words. Frivolous.
I second the motion.
I agree. Okay, motion and a second. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Case 2305 is dismissed. Now down to 2317, regards to Julie Johnson, DBA. Tracy, the summary.
Yes, 2317, the complainant is Linda Dills. The respondent is Julie Johnson, DVM. On September 2nd, 2022, Allie, a 17-year-old female domestic short hair cat, was presented to respondent for humane euthanasia. Complainant declined catheter placement. The cat was sedated and was then humanely euthanized. Respondent had difficulty administering the euthanasia solution due to the cat's fragile veins, which caused distress to the complainant. The complainant did not feel the cat's euthanasia was peaceful, and the cat may have suffered. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and was moved and seconded for dismiss this issue of no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Okay, thank you. We have no respondent, no complainant present. And Dr. Thompson, you want the lead on this one?
Yeah, this case was one that kind of fell into the communication piece. And as we went through all the information, we found that the complainant was essentially upset, yes, with the process of the euthanasia, but also that she wanted to talk further with the veterinarian. The veterinarian did return her phone call in a timely manner, but the complainant had already put the complaint in. So she was satisfied with the discussion that she had with the respondent and the events that took place. Again, were there some areas of communication? There were some assumptions that were made because the complainant was friends with the technician who was in the hospital at the time, and there was some thought that there was communication there and what to expect. But otherwise, medically, there wasn't anything that I saw that was in violation in this case, so I would go with the recommendation from the IC is to dismiss with no violation.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second to dismiss case 2317. Is there any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. So going a little bit further. 2318, Victoria Wingler, DVM. Tracy, can read the summary.
Case 2318, the complainant is Don Reeder, the respondent is Victoria Wingler, DVM. On July 11, 2022, Romeo, a 10-year-old male Chihuahua mix, was presented to respondent for a comprehensive exam. Complainant reported that the dog was not interested in eating food, therefore would feed chicken and cat food on occasion. Upon exam, respondent noted that the dog had a grade 4 out of 6 heartburn. After the services were performed on the dog that day, respondent discussed the newly appreciated heart murmur. She advised that a workup by a cardiologist would be the best way to evaluate the severity of the heart disease. Complainant wanted to schedule a dental procedure. Respondent explained that with any form of heart disease, the risk of anesthesia was increased. She strongly recommended thoracic radiographs prior to the dental procedure. On July 2022, the dog was evaluated at Midtown Animal Clinic and a heart murmur was not detected. On August 2nd, 2022, the dog presented to Midtown Animal Clinic for a dental procedure. Again, a heart murmur was not appreciated and the dog underwent the dental clinic. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded that no violations of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred. And the motion was, the recommendation was to dismiss this issue with no violation, and the motion was approved with a vote of 4-0.
Okay, we've got Mr. Stoll here on that one.
Monitoring only.
Okay, otherwise we have no complainant and no respondent, and Dr. Nosley, you are the lead.
Okay, thank you. This case boils down to this heart murmur and the respondent stating that this was a grade 4 or 6 heart murmur, louder on the left. The records indicate that's likely degenerative mitral valve disease. That all makes sense. And then there was some discussion in the IC about the murmur, then it's go away. This murmurs can go away, but not under these circumstances. They can't go away. It's juveniles, profound anemia, hypoproteinemia, those kind of things make this murmur, if documented the way it was, isn't going to go away. It's still going to be there. Then we have a follow-up in a short amount of time by some the regular doctors in Flagstaff, and two of those doctors didn't hear the murmur. But all we have as documentation of that is the complainant saying that. We have no medical records from the clinic in Flagstaff. We have no statements by the clinic in Flagstaff saying in there no murmur, auscultated, no murmur heard. All we have is the complainant saying that. And dentals are performed all the time on patients with heart murmurs. So I would, my basis for this would be, first of all, the animal was not harmed in any way. And second of all, we can't document this, that the murmur was not heard by the other doctors. And for those reasons, I would make a motion to dismiss with no violation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to dismiss case 2318 with no violation. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Case 2319 regards to Benjamin Baird, DBN. Tracy, summary, please.
Case 2319. Complainants were Gordon and Stephanie Johnson. The respondent is Benjamin Baird, DBN. On July 20, 2022, Sadie, a 1-year-old female German Shepherd, was presented to respondent for a spay procedure. The procedure was performed and the dog was discharged later that day. On July 28, 2022, the dog was presented to New Frontier Animal Medical Center due to vomiting and lethargy. Dr. Gunther examined the dog. The dog had an abnormal facial expression with muscle tension, but was able to ambulate and open and close her mouth. Diagnostics were performed and the dog was discharged after symptomatic therapy was provided. The following day, the dog presented to Dr. Gunther laterally recumbent with stiff extended limbs and severe tachypnea. The dog was non-responsive, had no swallow reflex, and was significantly hypothermic. The dog was also experiencing severe muscle contractions. Complainants elected to humanely euthanize the dog. Dr. Gunther performed a necropsy and obtained culture swabs. The culture showed gram-positive rods at the uterine stump and right ovarian pedicle. The findings were suggestive of tetanus. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded that the board dismiss this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Okay, thank you. We have no respondent, no complainant, and Dr. Thompson, you are the lead on this one.
Yeah, this one's heartbreaking. I find a healthy dog that goes in for a quote-unquote routine procedure and something like this happens. And reviewing all of the notes in the IC, it's it's hard to determine where things fell short. There were a lot of questions around the autoclave in that facility, the cleaning protocols in that facility, and where does that fall? Does that fall directly on the veterinarian who performed the surgery, or does that fall on the responsible veterinarian? In discussions, it sounds like the doctor who performed the surgery had raised these concerns to management higher-ups previously, and throughout the issue had requested aid to help the family with the bills, even offered up his own PTO once he stepped away. So I don't necessarily see where the respondent is at fault, but I'm open for conversation. Is this something that we feel is for the premise holder?
I'm concerned about the premise.
Yeah,
yes,
I would agree totally that the respondent is not responsible for what happened in any way.
Yeah.
The premise and the responsible veterinarian is another matter.
I know that there were some questions as to, well, if the Steristrips were working, then it says the autoclave was working, so therefore, but I don't know. I'm hard-pressed to think that that was a systemic issue that the dog encountered somewhere out in the environment, especially since only two of the three areas that were swabbed tested positive for those bacteria. So I feel it was more of a surgical issue with the instrument. So I would recommend to dismiss this case with no violation. This is 2319, consider opening a case for the premise holder for that veterinary clinic.
Second.
Okay. Can we do that in one
two
motion?
Separate
two separate.
Okay. So I would recommend in the case of 2319 that we dismiss with no violation.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. No further discussion. All those in favor of dismissing case 2319, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And then I would recommend the board request to open a case against the premise holder or the clinic in the case of 2319.
Okay. Okay, motion and a second to open a case. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Madam Chair, I'm going to abstain and plan to recuse myself.
Okay.
Do we need to state the name of who that person is that they're opening the case on?
Yes.
Oh, we have a noble Jackson.
Dr. Jackson. I'm concerned about the response too, about the concerns being brought to his attention and it's disregarded. I mean, you're finding tissue in your sterile packs, and we're going to disregard that and not do anything about it. Like, I don't know if that happened or not, but I think that's why we need to open the case.
Yeah.
Agree.
Okay. Are you guys good to keep going on a few of these, or does anyone?
I can use a break.
Okay. So let's take a few minute break and then.